Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talent Talks. I'm Rob Adams. On this episode, we're excited to be joined by Joseph Blass, CEO of Ezekia. On today's show, Mr. Blass will discuss the Ezekia platform and what services they provide to the executive search industry. Mr. Blass will also share how their platform differs from competitors and share some recent success stories. Joseph, welcome back to the show. It's so nice to see you.
Rob, thank you very much for having me again.
My pleasure, and I'm sure you're enthusiastic to share more information, so we'll dive right in. What services does Ezekia provide to the executive search industry?
Ezekia is a CRM and an assignment management tool. Our clients use us to manage their business development and relationship with clients and potential clients. They also use Ezekia to manage assignments, mainly to fill a role for a client, but sometimes other assignments such as succession planning or coaching. Ezekia has a client portal, external and internal reporting, and a full financial management tool, as well as synchronizations with other software providers. And that was just the tip of the iceberg.
How does Ezekia set itself apart from the competition, and how are you able to provide such high-end services?
Well, differentiation between services is sometimes about the features, but not always. Ezekia does have unique features. However, our clients tell us that the main differentiator is that Ezekia is intuitive to use, which means that everybody uses it, firstly. And secondly, the users save about 3 hours a week compared to the system that they migrated from. When a person saves 3 hours a week on typically what would be like admin work, it also improves their productivity in the remaining hours of the week. And I frequently get asked this question, and it sometimes reminds me of an old TV ad I saw on National Geographic. I won't get into all the details, but the punchline was that there's only 1% difference in the DNA of humans and chimpanzees. Now, one could watch that ad and conclude that we're very close to chimpanzees, but somebody else could watch the same ad and they can conclude that, boy, 1% is one big difference.
That is very true. And as a sports fan, I understand 1% can be a big difference in certain elements
exactly.
of sports. So I understand that completely.
Exactly.
Big difference in batting averages and things like that. Joseph, discuss some of your greatest success stories. Do you have any clients that were skeptical initially that then went on and had a great experience?
For the past 20 years, I've been working with technology or telecom companies, and Ezekia is different to all of the previous companies that I worked with. Moving to any new service, the consumer or a company, will always involve some measure of hesitation or even skepticism, as you say. And it's typically the unhappy customers that tend to be the more vocal ones. Ezekia is different in the sense that our happy customers are very willing to share their good experiences. And for that, I'm truly grateful to those customers. And also, I feel the pressure that it puts upon us to maintain the highest standards. As far as the success stories, what we are finding more and more recently is that customers who maybe 2 or 3 years ago compared Ezekia to another provider and chose the other provider at the time, now, 2 years later, despite the obvious reasons not to move again, nonetheless, they decided to move now to Ezekia. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, we would prefer that customers choose us the first time around, but there is something to be said for those who realize that they made a mistake and rectified.
Well said. Discuss Ezekia's ability to keep clients updated around the clock, even if you are on the other side of the world.
Ezekia has customers in all 6 continents, and some of our customers don't speak English at all. And nonetheless, Ezekia maintains service to them primarily by having a service that simply works. I recently did check the stats about this, and I found that our support team receives less than 1 query per user per year. So we keep the queries very low. And those queries, when they do come in, they're typically simple, such as how do you do this or that. Rather than providing a limited support, which is sometimes referred to as frontline support, which we all know can mean that you get a response that the ticket is registered, but we're passing the buck and nothing happens about it. At Ezekiah, the entire team views the support queue. So when a customer calls, they get a first-time definitive answer from someone who knows what they're talking about.
Nothing more that you can ask for than that. Get the answer right off the bat. What is the main thing, Joseph, you would like a prospective client to know about Ezekiah and the services you provide?
I would break that into three, if you don't mind. So,
sure.
Firstly, many search firms went through a migration process in the past, and that was a bad experience, to say the least. Ezekiah is different. The migration is quick, painless, and inexpensive. So there's no need for customers thinking of moving to take the approach, I'll stay where I am because better the devil I know. Secondly, the system that a search firm uses is a very important working tool for the search firm, and they shouldn't compromise for second best. To have a system and just say, it's okay, or some people use it, some don't, or people use it, but they don't enter the data into it properly. A company that does that is not doing justice to themselves, their employees, or their customers. So my message would be, come and see Ezekiah and don't settle for second best. Lastly, I'd like to say that while the company is growing both in people and in customers, that is in employees and in customers, we promise not to lose the personal touch that we offer to our customers.
Very fair. As we begin to wrap up, Joseph, anything you'd like to add? You've given us so much already.
No, just thank you very much again, Rob, for the opportunity, and hopefully we could speak again in the near future.
I look forward to it. We thank you for joining the show today, and I hope this podcast provides our listeners with a strong understanding of your platform. Joseph, I wish you and Ezekiah continued success and hope to host you on future podcasts and, of course, at our conferences as well. That's all the time we have here today. Alongside Joseph Blass of Ezekiah, I'm Rob Adams, and this has been Talent Talks.